This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, dear brothers and sisters, this khutbah is live, online, and it's going to be uploaded, so you don't need to record it or anything. It's up there already. And I would urge everyone and remind them that it's important and it's imperative to really focus for whatever the duration of the khutbah is and not be distracted with anything. And keep in mind that if you're distracted with anything or if there's any device in your hand that is distracting you, it's not only distracting you, but it's perhaps most likely distracting a bunch of people, including those who are around you and also the person who's delivering the sermon. So if I may ask you, inshallah ta'ala, to put it away so that you don't lose the reward of attending Jumu'ah. Today I wanted to, it's a very basic, simple reminder that I wanted to share with everyone. But this reminder is first and foremost for myself. It is something that we all need. It's something that the old needs it as well as the young. Men need it. They need plenty of it. So do women. Married people can always use plenty of it. Single brothers and sisters need it desperately. Something that we all need. Be it rich or poor. And that is the gift of sabr. Sabr is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is through sabr that you will be able to achieve whatever you want to achieve. It is through sabr that you will be able to actually enjoy life. No wonder Umar radiallahu anhu said, وَجَدْنَا لَذَّةَ عَيْشِنَا فِي الصَّبْرِ. We were able to enjoy life by exercising or through sabr, patience. And I intentionally use the word sabr because really, there isn't a word in English that does this word justice. There's a bunch of concepts and words in English that all collectively mean sabr. Now, it is said, we all have something that we want in life. But it is said, a wise scholar once said, to get what you love or what you like, you must first be patient with what you hate. To get what you love, you must first be patient with what you hate. And this is why we find this concept being hammered and repeated in the Quran. More than 70 places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about sabr. And not only that, but the Quran actually tells us that it is the one element that qualifies the people of Jannah to earn Jannah. Salamun alaykum, it will be said to them, peace be upon you, as the angels greet the people of Jannah. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Peace be upon you for your sabr. Fa ni'ma uqba ad-dar. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded them and He gave them, right, this gardens of paradise, and He gives them all kinds of luxuries, including garments made of silk, the silk of Jannah, not the silk of dunya. Allah says, بِمَا صَبَرُوا, for their sabr, right? Sabr means, literally, by the way, sabr means to restrain. To restrain. To hold yourself. To maintain your composure. To keep your calm. To stay under control. To endure. There's a lot of pain. Sabr. There's a lot of pain in sabr. Sabr is not, you know. Now, sabr is the end result. Is sweet. The outcome is sweet. But sabr in and of itself can be very, very bitter. Sometimes it can be very painful. And that is why one of the concepts in the English language that actually expresses or, you know, reflects aspects of sabr is endurance. And with endurance, there is a lot of pain. You have to put up with some pain. And I'm saying this, my dear brothers and sisters, as we approach the end of the fiscal year. Because without patience, many of us would have not made it to this point. And because each and every single one of us, no matter how old you are, no matter what kind of educational background you come from, we all have a level of sabr. Now, some of us are selective with what we are patient with. Now, very often we say to young people, you know, you need to learn to be patient. You're not patient. But they are patient. I've seen them. I've seen them wait in line to get a burger for a long time. Sometimes patiently, sometimes not so patiently. Right? I've seen them play video games for long hours. They're patient. Watch different games or movies. There are some people who watch, right? We were talking about this yesterday. Different episodes, one after another, patiently. So we all have patience. It all depends as to what it is that we're patient. We all have selective patience. If we're enjoying something, if we like something, if we see value in something, then we're patient. We're willing to. You know, in spite of all the discounts that are going left and right and extending Black Friday deals and all of that, people are still waiting in line to get their hand on that one deal that they have. People are waiting patiently for the PlayStation 5 to come out. I've seen this. I remember not too long ago, actually, I was somewhere, and then I saw a long line before the store opened. Right? The store was scheduled to open at 9 o'clock. From 8 o'clock, there were people lined up. And I asked, what is it? They said, a hat. Some trendy hat that is coming out. There's a limited number of it. And people were lining up. Young folks. That we usually look at as impatient people. So everyone has patience. It all depends on whether what you are willing to wait for is something that you see value in or not. Now, Islam tells us that to be patient with regards to our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a long journey. Maintaining your five daily prayers requires patience. And by the way, patience shows strength and courage. People of patience are strong people. And I'm not saying this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked in a hadith. He once asked his companions, he says, who do you consider to be the strongest amongst you? I mean, everyone wants to be the strongest. They said, a person that can beat everyone else, no one can beat him. A person that can wrestle everyone else, but no one can. He says, laysa dhak. That's not it. Laysa shadidu bisura. He said, the strongest amongst you is not the person who's physically strong. The strongest amongst you, الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. The strongest amongst you is the one able to control himself conquer himself when angry. At times of anger, right, your ability to really restrain yourself, and that is patience, by the way, that's sabr. That's one of the fruits of sabr, the ability to control, regulate your emotions, and control your reactions. Watch everything that you say and every move that you make. Right? And that shows strength, mental strength, spiritual strength, emotional intelligence and strength. So it shows strength. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects the believers to be patient, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to be patient with our commitment to Allah azza wa jal. It's not an easy journey, and it doesn't always go the way we want. And keep in mind that you don't want to be of these people that will only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they want something. They start praying and being regular in their prayers, and they make dua, and they're, mashallah, very committed Muslims during the finals week. And then after that, they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or when they're desperate, or when they have a loved one, or when they themselves are going, or a loved one is going through some health crisis. Let us not become desperate in order for us to turn to Allah in ibadah. I'm just talking about ibadah. I'm not even talking about enduring what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tests and trials Allah puts us through. I'm talking about ibadah in and of itself. It should be something that we're doing because we're motivated, because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we see value in it, because we realize that it is the purpose of our existence. And anything that doesn't serve its purpose is worthless. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us to this life, not to live a comfortable life and just be distracted with everything that we are creating ourselves to distract ourselves with, but rather to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establish the deen of Allah azza wa jalla. That's what Allah azza wa jalla brought us to this life for. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't, you know, do other things or neglect other things, but it's all part of it. But the main focus of an intelligent, smart believer is to focus on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for. My dear brothers and sisters, we're here temporarily. We're here temporarily. So ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maintaining our five daily prayers, doing whatever we have to do, that requires patience. So sabr is indeed needed. Also, there's another area that requires patience, especially in age, staying away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us from doing. The prohibitions, the unlawful and illegal things, the sins, they're very attractive, they're very tempting. We're surrounded, everything, right? There are a lot of things out there that are calling us to fall into sin. Resisting that requires a lot of strength and courage and patience. It requires a person to remind himself or herself of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of those who give up, or those who give up anything that is haram and stay away, keep themselves away from haram for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, for the fear of Allah azza wa jal. That at the end, they're going to triumph. There are multiple stories in the Quran. One of the greatest stories is the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Right? And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ. Yusuf succeeded. He achieved what no one else, even those who plotted against him, were able to achieve. Alayhi salam. And the secret ingredient was his patience. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي, his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from haram, وَيَصْبِرْ, and his endurance or his patience. That's what paid off on the long run. So yes, it can be very tough. It can be tough on single brothers and sisters, single young men and women. But it's worth it. It's worth to wait. Patience is key for anyone who's going through any trial or any hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did inform us in the Quran, made it very clear that He will test us with good and evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. We will test you, right, with some, Fear. Right? Fear that causes you anxiety, that causes you, you know, emotional distress. You're afraid of something. Could be something physical, it could be an infectious disease, it could be anything, right? That is causing you anxiety. It might be something that you fear for yourself or something that you fear for your members and your loved ones. So Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. But no matter what, my dear brothers and sisters, it cannot be compared to the type of fear our brothers and sisters are going through in different parts of the world. And they have been putting up with it for a long time, to the point where they no longer fear anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their test. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring a relief to those who are oppressed. Imagine, right, not being able to leave your house. Imagine not being able to stay in your house. Imagine not being able to leave your house or stay in your house. You don't know what is going to happen in the next second. There are people, there are righteous people who are in that state. In Gaza, in Yemen. In Syria, in Iraq, and in many places. Good people. They're in a state of fear. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Hunger. Same thing. In these places, they're also suffering fear and hunger. Not only that. وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Loss of property, wealth, and lives. And they're experiencing all of that. And I find them to be much more resilient and patient than many of us who are used to very comfortable, easy life. Something goes wrong, something slows down, we have power outage, and we all freak out, and we lose it. Oh my God, I can't. We're stuck in traffic, extra minute or two makes us lose our cool. Losing loved ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises those who endure Jannah. Jannah. If you lose the dearest person to you and you endure for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there is nothing that one can do. A wise man once said, right? A wise man once said that patience is a cure for everything. Some people say time. No. Time heals? Not necessarily. You know, a philosopher once said, you know, a wise person is a person who endures on the first day and shows patience a fool does after a month. In other words, everyone is going to get used to the loss. They're going to get used to the new norm. And they're going to adjust to it eventually, after a month, two, a year, or more. Eventually, everyone is going to adjust. And then people at the end, they will say, yeah, okay, I guess I will have to put up with it. I will have to be patient. No, that's not what counts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I conclude, when he saw that woman and he reminded her that she should be patient, she said, ilayka anni, leave me alone. You have not been afflicted with what I was afflicted with. You don't know what it feels like to lose a child. Who is she saying that to? To a man who buried with his own hand three of his sons and three of his daughters. Six of his children. Six out of the seven. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam witnessed their death. Imagine, the other day someone shocked me, sent me a video. He said, imagine a man and a woman whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with a little child. And then before that child reached the age of one, died. And that person was very patient and thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a second child, in their second year, they die. And then God blesses them with four daughters. And then three of them die. One, you know, after getting married before having children. Another one after having a child. And a third one after getting married or while she was engaged. And then in his old age, in his 50s, he's blessed with another child whom he names Ibrahim. And then Ibrahim dies as a baby. all of that. And he says that we only say that which pleases our Lord. To Allah we belong, and to Allah we shall return. Imagine this person. That is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And these weren't the only losses. These weren't the only trials. This wasn't the only suffering. This wasn't the only pain. If you want someone to preach to you and talk to you about enduring and putting and what it's like to deal with pain, listen to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he knows very well what pain is like. And his pain started long, long before he even received the message. When he was a child, he came to this life to find that he had no father. And before he reached 6, he lost his mother. And at the age of 10, perhaps, he lost his grandfather who was taking care of him. And on and on and on. He lived a very, very rough life, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Have you ever heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have you ever heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sounding or being negative? He was content. The only time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam expressed frustration was for the sake of the people whom he was to save. That's what concerned him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Learn the passion and the grace of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Be touched by it and find inspiration to endure and to be patient in the story and the example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. أقول هذا الذي سمعتم واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa wa ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, starting Monday, inshallah ta'ala, it's something we didn't know what it's going to be like with the spread of the new variant. So we weren't sure whether we were able to actually have this program, something that we've been thinking about for a long time. But now, alhamdulillah, with the vaccine being approved for children under 12, inshallah ta'ala, and also because we have now a way to actually test for COVID on the spot, inshallah azza wa jal, I'm very excited to announce to you that we have a new program. Inshallah, it's going to be a trial. This is part one. It's a 2-week program starting at 11 o'clock, right? From 11 to 3, from 6th grade to 12, right? 6 to 12, inshallah ta'ala. And it's a program that we named the Seerah Project, right? It's basically Ustaz Umar Al-Ani, Sheikh Anwar, and myself will be, inshallah ta'ala, conducting this program, holding this program here. We have very limited space, right? And we're running out of space. So if your child is interested, I'm not saying if you're interested, no. If your child is interested, right? And they're of that age group. If your child is interested, right? Have a talk with them. If they're interested, please sign them up, inshallah ta'ala, for this program. It's going to start Monday, inshallah ta'ala. It's Monday through Thursday. Right, next week and the week after, inshallah ta'ala, from 11 o'clock to 3. Bear in mind that the first day, this coming Monday, inshallah ta'ala, we're starting at 10 o'clock. We're doing registration and we're testing also for COVID on the spot. So if you're interested, inshallah ta'ala, go ahead and sign up for that, inshallah. We have the application on our website, inshallah ta'ala. The idea is, again, to study the life of the Prophet, this extraordinary life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially focusing on what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to go through and his character, how it shaped him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? Many of us, you know, or many of our children don't know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a personal level. right? That's what we're hoping to achieve in this program. So for the winter intensive, inshallah, azza wa jal, sign up. Once again, I would like to have people who are self-motivated, who are interested. I don't want anyone to be forced. So I urge you, right, have a talk with them. If this is something that they want to be part of, please let them come. We're going to have different activities and games and food also, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka mujibati rahmatik wa azaima maghfiratik wa salamata min kulli ith wal ghanimata min kulli bir wal fawza bil janna wan najata min an-nar. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkurullaha yadhkurkum washkuruhu 'ala ni'amihi yazidkum wa ladhikrullahi akbar. والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.